Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 12 after the hour. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Susan Steinbrecher is a business consultant and co-author of Heart-Centered Leadership. Lead well, live well. She's someone who we've turned to over the years to help us understand what some of the principles of leadership. And her book, Heart-Centered Leadership, is now out in its second edition, and I've asked her to join us and talk to us about some of the principles that she calls heart-centered leadership. She's our good friend from way back, Susan Steinbrecher. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be with you.
Good to have you back, Susan. Managed to leadership to heart-centered leadership, right? Is that the direction? One of the things that I talk about on my show a lot is helping small business owners realize that they can't always be the manager of their business. They have to be the CEO of their business too, part of the time, which is where a lot of leadership manifests. What do you think?
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, I think in today's complex business times, you certainly have to have people that put on that manager hat. I mean, that's a function that needs to be there. And certainly leadership is important. And in heart-centered leadership, you just kind of take leadership up a whole nother level. So when we think about heart-centered leadership, we talk about really having the wisdom and courage and authenticity and transparency and humility and service to lead in that way, because you're going to get the very best out of your folks if you do it that way.
Yep.
So that's what we're talking about.
So you've broken this down into seven principles. And then corresponding values that you and your co-author Joel Bennett have come up with. Let's talk about the first one. The first principle you call know thyself. You know, I like to quote Hamlet. Polonius in Hamlet, Polonius said to Falstaff, "This above all, to thine own self be true." That still rings true for me a lot. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, what we're really looking at when we talk about know thyself is it's really having that willingness and the courage to look in the mirror and honestly take personal responsibility and accountability for what you see. So What are your strengths? What are your areas of opportunity? Nobody's perfect, but it's owning that and taking responsibility for that. You know, you surround yourself with very good people, and you're not going to have it all. So, but it's certainly having the courage to do that, and it's not always easy to do that.
Well, and if you're going to do that, you've got to begin by saying to yourself, when I mess up, I need to own that too. If I mess up in front of my people, or if I mess up not in front of them, I need to be able to go to them and say, hey, folks, I made a mistake.
That's absolutely right. I mean, people really forgive leaders who at least have that humility enough to say, hey, listen, you know, I jumped on you, I really shouldn't have, or I assumed something I should not have. My apologies for that. It won't happen again. You know, that goes a long way to building loyalty and certainly credibility and that whole personal power and presence that people want to follow.
Well, and then the virtue is personal growth, a commitment to personal growth. One of the things I talk about a lot here is firing yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore and promoting yourself to jobs that nobody else can do, which probably means you've never done it before, which means that you may not know how to do it yet.
Yeah,
so
that's
that
right.
That means you're going to have to grow into it and therefore make mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is where that letting go is another principle of ours, of the day-to-day stuff that other people have the talent and frankly want to have the opportunity. You know, we rob people of the personal and professional development and opportunity when we're always got our fingers in there and we're in the weeds. It gives them an opportunity to elevate and get some exposure and practice in scenarios that may be second nature to you.
Right.
You need to back out of that and then go tackle the bigger things that are more important for the vision of that organization to move it forward.
Right, exactly. So, all right, let's move on to another one. Don't assume, don't judge, come to understand. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is the one we often fall in this trap, and it's because we have a tendency to be judgmental human beings, right? We look around and we make decisions about people without knowing anything. So this is the one that managers and leaders fall into the trap so easily on. They see a behavior by an employee, and they start to judge that particular employee's behavior or make assumptions about why the person's doing what they're doing. And quite frankly, that is absolutely a mistake, because you don't solve anything when you're stuck in judgment or blame. Instead, come to understand is all about be inquisitive, ask questions, give the benefit of the doubt. You know, instead of saying, Johnny's been late 3 times this week, he knows better than to be late, and I'm going to sit down and tell him he's late. I think he knows he's late. So it's more about, interesting, Johnny's been late 3 times this week. I wonder what's going on with him. Mm-hmm. It's not like him. So that's the shift that we're asking people to really make.
Well, and I've found that whenever something didn't go the way I thought they should have done it, that I always have my presumption of what happened. And I've already got my attitude ready to fire, right? I've already
exactly.
I'm already loaded up, great, ready to rain a little management down on top of them, and then I've done that before, and then I find out that it was something that was unavoidable. I was totally wrong in my assumption, and so I've started asking more questions. Okay, I know you've done this thing wrong 16 times in a row, and we've talked about it, but why did it happen the 17th time?
Yeah, that's right, and that's potentially an extreme example, but you're right. The point is, when we just don't solve things by judgment and assumption. We really need to come to understand the reasons behind it. Yes, you still hold them accountable to performance, but you need to really understand the whole picture.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And but we do come to our conclusions, don't we? And those get us into trouble, and they're not. And it's not good leadership, folks. So all right, let's do one more real quick.
How about here's another one that's always really get in people's way. It's know the impact of your words and actions, and this is the one that I always like to use the analogy that leaders are like goldfish in the fishbowl. And they forget that bowl is glass, which means it's transparent, translucent, and often magnifies behavior. So the point of that is, as a leader, you are always on stage. Everything you say and do or don't say or don't do is being observed, and like it or not, people are making decisions about you. So you have to just be very conscious and mindful of that. Are we perfect? No, we're human. We'll make those mistakes, as we said before, apologize for them when we do. But we have to take that responsibility and know that no matter what's going on in our day-to-day actions, it's being observed.
And words matter.
Yes, in a big way.
We've learned that. I've learned that in my career. I didn't have to just... Nobody told me that before I learned it, folks, and it was a tough lesson. Words matter. And so you choose them wisely and on all occasions. 20 after, right back with our good friend Susan Steinbrecher. The book is called... Heart-centered.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.